Okay, open the Conservation Committee, first order of business is approval of previous committee minutes. I'll call for it, I need it. Which have already been distributed, is there a motion for approval?
I'll so move.
Second.
Okay, one of those, Dubens, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed, okay. Let's see, item number one, related water plant update, Mr. Cook.
Thank you, sir. Design work on the East Texas Fish Hatchery is about 75% complete. The 200 acres of that property has been transferred from Jasper County to TPWD, to the foundation, and will be transferred to the department soon. Construction is expected to begin this summer. Coastal Fisheries released a total of over 467,000 sea trout and over 25 million red drums statewide in 2006. Enhancement and genetic studies are underway to determine the feasibility of a flounder stocking program. The first annual Texas Bass Classic will be held on Lake Fork from April 12th through April 15th, 2007. This event will offer a $1 million purse and will be the first major professional bass tournament of its kind held on an intensely managed lake in Texas. And in conjunction with that, the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center Education Conservation Center, is approximately today about 40% complete. I sent you gentlemen a picture that Mr. Forsage provided us the other day through Mr. Grosher, looking good. And the dedication of that facility will take place on the evening of Saturday, April 14th. So those two events, the dedication of that building and the Texas Bass Classic, are tied together. I've also provided you with an email from Philip about the hotel and the timing reservations. We hope that every one of you who possibly can come over and enjoy and participate in that event. It's going to be a good one.
What was the date again?
April 12th through 15th. I believe Philip, correct me if I'm wrong, the kind of the weigh-in day, Saturday and Sunday there.
Weigh-in days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the final is on Sunday. There's two concerts, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon, and Saturday afternoon.
So it's going to be a fun event, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to the opening of the Conservation Center. It's looking great, and we appreciate your help.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Cook? Number two, land sale, Donnelly County, Playa Lakes, WMA, Ted Hollingsworth.
Let's go ahead and do one. And Phil,
we you want to go to executive?
I want to adjourn after this.
Sure.
Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to a proposal to sell a very small tract of land in the Playa Lakes WMA. The Taylor Lakes unit is in Donnelly County. It's one of three units of the Playa Lakes WMA. This particular unit is roughly square, but U.S. Highway 287 lops off a small wedge at 5 acres. Staff finds that that little wedge is not practical to manage. It does not contribute to the mission of that unit of the WMA. And we're asking permission to determine a value for that tract, identify an appropriate buyer for it, put out a public notice, solicit public comment, and come back to you at a future meeting with a contract and a proposal to close on that sale. Are there any questions?
Okay. No questions, no discussion. I'll ask the staff to begin public notice input process. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, why don't we jump to after item number seven, we'll recess the executive session. We'll come back and pick up with item number three when we come back. So we'll now recess for executive session. Therefore, I'd like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551, Government Code referred to the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation on real estate matters under Section 551072, the Texas Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of discussing pending litigation under Section 551071 of the Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of seeking legal advice from our general counsel under Section 551071 of the Open Meetings Act. So we adjourn for executive session.
Okay.
We will now resume the regular Conservation Committee. If there's no objection, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process regarding the following: the acquisition of 40 acres of Big Bend Ranch State Park in Presidio County, acquisition of outstanding property interest in the San Angelo Fish Hatchery property in John Green County, the acquisition of 12 acres of the Periyar Bass Marine Fishery Station in Matagorda County. Also, if there's no objection, I will place the items regarding the public dedication of Smith School Road and the acquisition of a conservation easement in Travis County on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Is there any other business to be brought to this committee, Mr. Cook? Anything else for this committee?
No, sir.
All right, we're back on agenda item number three. Accept the land donation, Bastrop County, Bastrop State Park. Corky Coleman.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Corky Coleman. This item is in relation to Bastrop State Park in Bastrop County. It is a another land donation there of 36.245 acres. The donation property is seen in the red. It's a triangle at the northern, well, like the northwest corner of the main part of the park. And for now, staff would like your permission to publish public notice and hopefully anticipate commission at the April meeting.
Any questions? Any questions or discussion? Okay, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. So we've got committee item number four, lease exchange with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Cameron Hidalgo and Starr Counties, Ted Hollingsworth.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. We have been working for several years now on a cooperative effort with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to exchange and consolidate some small tracts of land associated with the Los Pinellas Wildlife Management Area. These were acquired with white wing stamp monies. They're spread out over a 100-mile area. As you probably know, the white wings have done quite well. And some of these tracts are as small as 2 acres, and the manpower and resources associated with managing those has gotten rather prohibitive. So we've worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We're proposing an exchange of leases on properties whereby they would get eight of the units within Los Palomas Wildlife Management Area, one state park, Boca Chica State Park, two tracts which are adjacent to World Birding Center sites would come to us in the exchange. We would be looking at 50-year leases on those and a 10-year mutual right to purchase options. They should come up with funding to acquire those that make more sense for the refuge, or if we should come up with funds to buy those adjacent to the World Birding Centers, we would have that option for 10 years. In this map, you can see the three state park sites involved, Boca Chica, right on the Gulf, which is surrounded by Laguna Atascosa Refuge, a little over 1,000 acres, and they are well positioned to manage that, whereas we are not. And then properties adjacent to, 200 acres adjacent to Resaca de la Palma World Birding Center, and 37 acres adjacent to Weslaco World Birding Center. The wildlife sites would be involved, spread from Moschel all the way over to Prieta, an area, like I said, about 100 miles, ranging from 164 acres down to 2 acres. And again, these fit into the refuge system. They are trying to establish a corridor along as much of the lower Rio Grande River as they possibly can, and it makes sense for them to be managing those sites. We're requesting authority to finalize. We've been exchanging lease agreements. We are down to the final draft on that language. We'd like to finalize that, publish public notice, solicit public comment. We'd actually have a public meeting locally, and then come back to you probably in April or May with a recommendation to proceed to consummate that lease exchange. Be happy to entertain any questions you might have.
Any questions for Ted? If there's no further questions or discussions, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. Okay, item number five, Lansdale, Travis County, Boston, Game Board, and Cabin Property, Ted Hollingsworth.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This is an item you saw in the last meeting. It is the full 4.2 acres of the Game Warden Academy here in Austin. As you know, we have a facility which is much better suited for training game wardens in Hamilton County. Funding for development of that site will come from private donations and from the sale of the old Game Warden Academy. The only difference in this item is that we feel like we've exhausted the options for selling this to a public and are proposing to list this with a broker. We expect, based on the latest appraisal, to net something over $1 million in that sale. We are currently authorized to spend $700,000 of that in development of the new Game Warden Academy. Anything that we realize in excess of that, we would ask for authority to spend also in development of the Game Warden Academy. And once again, we're requesting authority to negotiate a contract based on the best proposal, and by that I mean it may not be the highest dollar proposal. It may be the proposal that's the best combination of cash money and a leaseback agreement to us that would facilitate that period where we need to continue using the existing facility while we prepare the new facility for game warden classes, and then return to you with a recommendation.
Why would we not wait till we're ready to vacate to get the best price? Why would we not wait till we're ready to vacate to get the best price rather than sell now?
Because we have a class starting in October. The property is unzoned, which means anyone who proffers an offer on the property is going to want a 60-day feasibility period while they get that property zoned. We have a class starting in October. We're not prepared to start that class at the Hamilton County site. So if somebody puts $3 million on the table for the property and says, we'd like to enter into a contract now so that we can begin our planning and engineering and architectural work and so forth, and we have to have that property for the next 9 months to complete the Game Warden Academy, we need the flexibility to work out an agreement that accomplishes that.
Well, I understand why we need it. I guess it sounded like we might be taking a substantial price discount. You're talking about a moderate price.
Oh, not a substantial. No, okay. Money talks, and I'm assured by law enforcement that if it's the right offer, we'll figure out how to get out of the academy. Yes, sir. All I'm saying is that we're going to look at those proposals, and you know, if we're talking about a difference of a few dollars an acre, but one that gives us the flexibility to do what we need to do. We want to look at the whole proposal. Is all I'm saying.
Well, I understand that. Okay, but you're not going to leave. Okay.
What's our optimistic date for moving into the new academy? Our most aggressive date?
Most aggressive date would be for the October 08 class, yes, sir.
Okay.
The exact schedule we have proposed is to put this on the market, to solicit proposals for probably 45 days. That would have us entering into a contract in April or May. The feasibility period would expire. We would anticipate closing in June or July, so that we would know going into this class that it's the last class, and it would give us 15, 16, 17 months to spend that money to do the development we need to do in the Hamilton County site to have it ready for the class of 08.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, if there's no further questions or discussion, I will ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. Committee item number six, grant of access easement for MB Anderson Science Park, Bastrop County, Hoosier State Park, and Brighton Cooney.
Okay, Corky, I'm Ann Bright, General Counsel. Corky is in the back if I get into a tight spot. This item concerns Hoosier State Park. You can see it, it's on off of Highway 71 outside of Austin. The park itself is about 1,000 acres. Back in 1967, before 1967, the park was bigger. In 67, the Texas legislature transferred about 717 acres from Parks and Wildlife to MD Anderson to use as a science park and research facility. And they built their Smithville Science Park there, and they do cancer research on that property. You can see the MD Anderson property is in red. Buescher State Park and Bastrop State Park are in yellow, and they are connected by Scenic Park Road 1. They're part of a complex. The top picture here is Buescher State Park, and the bottom one is the Smithville Science Park out at the facility. MD Anderson has requested easements from Parks and Wildlife for a second entrance, an emergency entrance, and to confirm a current roadway. We've got a tentative agreement with MD Anderson under which they we will have the right to review recommendations regarding development in the watershed, and then they'll implement our recommendations to the extent that they're technically and financially feasible. In addition, MD Anderson is agreeing to certain construction restrictions. For example, no buildings over 4 feet. They're willing to protect the route, the easement, so that they protect the view shed. They're willing to light restrictions so that we avoid light pollution. The Park Road 1 is an extremely scenic road, and one of our main concerns is protecting that. Our other main concern has been protecting the watershed. You can see in the pink line, that's the development area for MD Anderson. That's sort of the area that's current within their current plans. But there's always the possibility they're going to expand beyond that. And we want to make sure that we're able to protect what flows into Buescher Lake. The agreement would also, in addition to being approved by the Parks and Wildlife Commission, would also be subject to approval by the Board of Regents for the University of Texas. What we're requesting today is to begin the public notice and input process about granting these three access easements to MD Anderson. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions or discussion? Okay, if there are none, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. Item number 7, acceptance of land donation, Brewster County, Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. Ted Hollingsworth again.
Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item is part of an ongoing effort to maximize the biological value of Black Gap Wildlife Management Area for reestablishment of the native desert bighorn sheep. And to that end, we've been working with the Texas Bighorn Society to acquire in-holdings and adjacent tracts that have very high value for the sheep. This will show the location of the wildlife management area in Brewster County, south of Alpine, adjacent to the Big Bend National Park. Apologize for the quality of the map, but wanted you to be able to see the topography. It's that rough terrain that has very high value for sheep. It's what they seek out to avoid predators, and it also contains those high-altitude grassland habitats that provide forage for them. This tract's currently owned by the GLO. They are willing to sell it for addition to the park. It's very high-quality habitat. The Bighorn Society would like to acquire that on our behalf for addition to the wildlife management area. Again, this is part of an ongoing relationship with them where they have been buying these tracts to maximize the value of the park for the sheep. Be happy to answer any questions you might have. At this point, because we have brought this to you in the past with a map showing where that habitat is, we're requesting authority to proceed with public notice and closing with on the acquisition.
Okay. Any discussion or comment? Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll place the item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Anything else? Andrew, I need to repeat my post-animal. Okay. That's it for Conservation Committee, unless you guys have anything else.